Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Do it or die now. Stand your ground. Don't let your bad breaks go getting you down.
That's the Atlanta Rhythm Section coming back there, folks. Even when times get rough.
And
you've had enough.
Still
got to try. That's our anthem, isn't it? Small business owners. It sounds like it ought to be the small business anthem. Welcome back, 23 After. I'm Jim Blasingame. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Having a great visit with our good friend Joyce Weiss. Joyce Weiss, WEISS.com is her website. You can find her book there, Take the Ride of Your Life, and all the other things you do there too, right, Joyce?
Oh, absolutely, especially the blog, which is a lot of things that you and I talk about all the time
right.
when we're together.
Check it out, folks. Joyce, we're talking about morale. We're talking about good attitudes. We're talking about a positive, healthy culture, work culture in our businesses. How do we install it? How do we build it? How do we maintain it? How do we grow it? In the previous segment, we talked about some things that need to be done in order to do all those things. But there are other things you can do. When you get your folks together, you can promote questions among each other that sort of opens up a little bit each other a little bit, so that people can learn about each other, right? I mean, it's amazing how the more you know about someone, the more you realize that maybe you got more in common with them than you thought.
Oh, absolutely. And to get the feedback, which of course is another thing that managers need to do, is to get as much feedback and make the employees feel like, hey, they listen to me. And one of the first questions that I always ask in a training is I give everybody index cards, because nobody wants to know who said what, and I take the index cards and I even type out the responses only to this one question. The others, it doesn't matter the same. If your name was on the building, what would you do differently? And that question just, I mean, sometimes the leaders say, what? And they don't like it, but I'm there to say, wait a minute. You know, we all have blind spots. These are your people. This is what they're saying, you know, they would do. And I always say, hey, this is a very serious question, so don't do anything sarcastic, because the leaders can really take lead.
Right.
So that's one question that's just very powerful.
And you have to begin these things by saying, okay, folks, this is not a gripe session.
Mm-mm.
This is we're trying to be productive here. We're trying to build something that we can sustain.
Yeah. Welcome to what you just said, Jim. That's what I say to all programs lately, because there's so much stress in the workplace.
There's
so many people doing more with less, and leaders that were promoted that maybe needed their own training. Another question is, once we moved away from that one, is tell us, what are you feeling good about the company? And this is where I will have them decide this among their groups and talk about it among groups, because sometimes you forget, you know, what's good? Oh, gee, that they're giving us dress down day, or, you know, that an employee actually greeted me at the airport. There's all these little things that people need to say for this kind of question.
Mm-hmm.
Another question, because you talked about customers in the first part of our talk, is that a good question is, what are your customers telling you that we need to change? And this is the employee's way to really chance to talk about things that they see that need to be changed too. Because customers, I mean, let's face it, they're the internal customers. So
right. This
is a really important question for the leaders to listen to. Not you know, get mad at somebody who said it, because
right.
it's the external customer that they need to hear it.
Right. No, absolutely. And there's got to be, what you're doing is you're creating a venue where these things it's appropriate for them to be aired.
Yeah.
Whereas in other times, without any kind of a moderated venue, it might come across the wrong way, right?
Come across the wrong way. And another segment, when I'm your guest again, we need to talk about something that people are starting to talk about more than ever, and that's the workplace bully. So if you don't have these questions, fun in a real positive way, that bully is going to come out and say, oh, that's stupid, or you got it, or whatever they say. We can't allow them to have their bullying in the workplace anymore. Because that, you want to decrease morale, you keep that those kind of comments, and it just doesn't get better.
Right, exactly. Now, you got to be, and this is where the management can come in and stand up and say, okay, folks, this behavior is not acceptable here. This is not this is not the kind of behavior this company stands for. It's not who we are, and it's not how we're going to sustain long-term success.
Exactly. And then to have some kind of boundary set, some kind of, you know, hey, if this continues, you know, warnings or whatever policies the company
can
has.
Can companies do this alone? Can they do this by themselves, or do they need a third-party, dispassionate third-party to come in and moderate something like this?
When it comes to bullies, they need a third party.
Maybe without the bully, though. I mean, I'm just talking about the first questions, the early questions you were talking about.
Oh, it's much – well, if you have an outside consultant that you really work with really well, it's so much better that way.
Yeah.
Because a facilitator is automatically – this person could say the same thing that the leaders are saying. But because it's a different person, they're going to listen to
it. I recommend this, folks. I used to make my living doing things like this, like Joyce is doing, too. And it really does work. And it's let me put it this way. It'll cost you a couple of bucks, but the return on investment will amaze you. Joyce, give us that website again, please, one more time.
JoyceWeiss.com.
Pretty easy, folks. Put the E before the I and two S's. Thanks, Joyce, for being here. Come back again real soon.
Absolutely. You invite me, I'm there.
We'll see you next time. Joyce Weiss, folks. You'll be back another day, I promise. I'll be back after these messages, I promise.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.